welcome. I'm Liz Carter, and my practice is called Level Ground Therapy. I came across that name as a result of a conversation with some friends. I was trying to think 20 years ago now what I should call this practice. And my friends were saying, well, what is it exactly that you do? And I said, well, I work mainly with addiction, mainly gambling addiction, but other kinds of addiction. And I work with relationship problems too. And what I'm trying to do, I said, is help my clients make sense of irrational thoughts and what can often be very intense, seemingly overwhelming feelings. So I'm trying to help them to reach some level ground. And one of my friends said, that's it. That's the name of the practice, Level Ground. So the aim of these broadcasts is to help you do something similar. It's make sense of any irrational thoughts, any intense feelings, so that you can be standing more on level ground in your life. Now, what I've noticed in the last week or so that is causing an awful lot of irrational thought and intense feelings is the UK government announcing that as of this Friday, the 24th of July, we all have to wear masks when we're going out into shops. And this has been causing some extremely intense reactions. So what we're going to do is to look at what that's about below surface. So if you find that you're somebody that is feeling very strongly about this and you don't understand why, then hopefully by the end of this broadcast today, you'll understand a little bit more about why you don't want to wear a mask and a couple of things that you can do to make it a little bit easier for yourself, because I believe that awareness is the key to feeling much more healthy and happy in our lives. So just before I sat down to record this broadcast today, I had a session with a client of mine, Mike, who has had probably the strongest reaction to anyone I've spoken to so far about the idea of wearing a face mask when shopping. And he said to me, Liz, I'm prepared to go to prison rather than wear a face mask. I will defy what I feel is a fascist order rather than wear a face mask. Now, that's, of course, quite an extreme reaction to wearing a face mask. So in a couple of minutes, we'll look at why Mike had such a strong reaction. You know, if what we feel is on a spectrum of, say, 0 to 10, Mike was right up at the 10. You know, he's prepared to do time rather than wear a mask, and he really meant it. But you might not feel that strongly about it, but maybe you do feel more strongly about having to wear a mask shopping than you do if you've got to wear one on public transport, which we have for a while now. So I've identified that there are really three main reasons why we feel so mad about having to wear a face mask in shops. So the first reason, I think, is that wearing a mask, it makes us uniform, feels like wearing a uniform. So it suppresses our sense of individuality. Because it makes us all uniform, it makes us all the same. It therefore brings up feelings of school uniform, brings up feelings of school, a time when we were controlled by teachers and other adults in our life, our parents. We were told what to do, what to wear, by authority figures. And depending on the experiences we had when we were growing up with our authority figures, it did one of two things. We either decided that we were going to adapt to that situation, so we go with the easy life. We may be quite liked being told what to do. It made us feel safe. We trusted our teachers. We trusted our parents. They were okay. So if that was our experience, then by and large, today, we carry that experience forward. So our inner child that we all have still within us, that remembers our early life experiences of authority figures, such as parents, such as teachers, if we had an okay experience of those things, then we generally might feel more okay with having to wear a mask, because we grew up learning to trust authority figures. So here we are in our adult self, our rational, logical part of us that can look at the facts, information, make considered decisions. We look at the facts and say, yeah, okay, you know what? It might help us come through this pandemic a bit quicker if we wear a mask. It might make me feel more secure and reassured about going out there into shops and help others to do the same if I wear a mask. And your inner child, which is the part of you that carries your more irrational thoughts and intense feeling, feels okay about that. When you were a child, it was okay to be told what to do. You feel comfortable. You're okay with wearing a mask. If, however, when you were a child, your experiences with authority weren't so great, maybe you really struggled to be able to develop your own identity. Because in childhood, of course, as we grow through childhood and into adolescence, we are learning how to separate from our parents by developing our own identity as separate from them. That's the healthy thing we should be doing. If your experience was that it was very difficult to do that, that perhaps your parents were very strict, very controlling, perhaps your teachers at school were very strict, very controlling, and you found it very hard to be able to become your true self, to develop and express your identity, then you maybe find that the idea of having to suppress that hard-won identity is really bringing out some strong feelings in you. So you might look at the same set of facts and information as the person that had an okay relationship with authority when they were a child, when they were adolescents. But rather than feeling you want to adapt to the authority, to being told you want to wear a mask, you want to rebel against it in exactly the same way as you probably did when you were that child or adolescent having to fight to develop and express your own identity. It's so hard won, you are not going to give it up easily now. So perhaps you recognize that in yourself. Perhaps you're recognizing, if you stop for a moment and just consider that, do you have within your awareness a rebellious reaction to wearing a mask. That your reaction you feel isn't quite in proportion to what you're being asked to do. If you look at the facts that are on paper, and the facts say that maybe it could be helpful, maybe it could help to slow the spread of infection, maybe other people would feel reassured by the fact that others around them are wearing a mask and feel safer about going out shopping. If you can look at all of that, but you're aware that your intense reaction, you know, your thoughts are becoming irrational and your feelings feel really intense. There's an intense anger and there's a rebellion going on within you saying, I'm not going shopping if I've got to wear a mask. I will risk the £100 fine rather than wear a mask. Then that could be an indication that it's your inner child is taking over. That your past experiences with authority are in danger of leading your actions, your decision around mask making. And going back to Mike and his situation, we identified that that's exactly what was going on for Mike. So as we said, Mike is about a 10 on the spectrum of reaction, and with good reason, because Mike's childhood was a very, very difficult one. He had a very authoritarian, very aggressive father. And if Mike didn't comply, if Mike didn't do exactly what his father told him to do, then there would be very dire consequences, and terribly sadly, then often Mike would be beaten, physically beaten as a result of that. And so Mike has had to work really hard over the last 48 years of his life to develop any sense of identity of his own. And to him, that is very, very precious, to be able to be himself, to be able to say and think and do what he wishes without fear. And so for him, subconsciously, being told he had to wear a mask was his father suppressing him all over again, telling him exactly what he should do all over again. And Mike was feeling very rebellious, fighting the government over this issue, was really subconsciously fighting his father all over again in a way that he couldn't do when he was a child. So the second reason I was thinking about, the second reason we might be reluctant, very resistant in some cases, to wearing a mask in shops during the pandemic. So I think the second reason is that of denial. So what I mean is, denial is a protective mechanism. It's there to protect us from things that we would rather not bring into conscious awareness. We deny the reality of something when it feels too much to take on board. We hear the term denial a lot, of course, in addiction. You know, in addiction, someone denies they have a problem because the reality of having to give up their addiction and face the problems that the addiction was helping them to hide from, plus the problems that the addiction has caused. It just feels too much. So it's easier to deny that the problem is there. Protect themselves from a very difficult reality that at the time they don't feel they have the power to make any changes in. We see denial again, often that same kind of mechanism, I think, in ourselves, sometimes in our friends. In relationships of a destructive nature. You know, how many times have we sat there having that glass of wine or a cup of coffee with a friend who is clearly with a partner that is hugely destructive, they're causing them pain, you know, we just know this is going to end in tears, and yet our friend is denying a reality that must be absolutely obvious because it just feels too much to take on board. If they acknowledge the reality, there's going to be painful consequences. They're going to have to think about letting go of that relationship, and they're not ready to do that. They feel it's overwhelming. They feel it's just too much to take on board. And I think that denial, that protective mechanism of denial, also applies to us right now where we are in the pandemic, as lockdown is being lifted in the UK, as thank goodness the infection rates are dropping. We are so ready for it to be all over. We are desperate to be able to have choice and freedom back in our life again after such a long lockdown. So it seems to me, from listening to conversations that I'm having with my clients, with conversations that I have with colleagues and friends and family, you know, wearing a mask, being told we've got to wear a mask when we go shopping, it kind of smashes through that defense mechanism of denial. We would like to deny that there is any risk at all that we could be infected with COVID. We just want it to be over. So being told we've got to wear a mask when we go shopping, it's putting literally in our face a reality that we would want to deny, that there is still a risk. We do still have to be careful. We might still have to socially distance from those we love for a while when we are just so desperate to be free and to make our independent choices again. Here we are once more being told to do something we don't want to do. And of course, masks do have associations anyway with illness. Doctors, dentists, hospitals, even outside the pandemic, they're settings where people wear masks, and they're settings where we usually find ourselves when we're in an unpleasant situation. You know, we feel uneasy. So the idea of having to wear a mask brings up those kind of medical associations, a low level of fear, uncertainty, something bad's going to happen, something's wrong. So I think subconsciously too, we're picking up mixed messages from the government. You know, on the one hand, they're telling us you're safer to go back out there, but on the other hand, we're being told to wear a mask. You know, that kind of doesn't match up. The words don't match with the behaviour, and we can be really sensitive to that as well. You know, it brings up trust issues. You know, we start to feel, well, not too sure I can trust this because your words don't match your actions. And again, I think we all kind of can recognize that kind of uneasy feeling that might bring up for us in relationships, either with colleagues at work, when we're thinking, well, what you said, you know, it doesn't match what you do, or indeed in our relationships with family and friends. We're not too sure we can trust somebody who says one thing and does another. So I think that second reason is about denial being smashed and also about having lack of trust. So that brings us to the third reason I've noticed from listening to my clients, my family, my friends, and you know, also tuning into myself. I'm constantly curious about my own behavior. You know, I want to learn as much as I can about myself. So if I have a strong reaction to something that surprises me, then I get curious. You know, why am I thinking this way? Why am I feeling this way? So the third reason is, I think, about shopping. Now, shopping is about more than just a practical function, isn't it? You know, we can love browsing, window shopping, as we sometimes call it. We don't necessarily want to buy anything, but we maybe want to just lose ourselves in that browsing experience. It can actually have a meditative quality. If we think about it, when we're browsing, we are just in the moment. We're just in the moment. We're paying close attention to the things that are around us, the objects around us. So it is like meditation, it's like mindfulness. All our focus, our attention is in the moment. And so therefore, in that moment, that time of browsing, all our thoughts and feelings about our problems outside of that moment, you know, the row with the partner, the stressful time at work, how you're struggling to get the video links working on your computer, it's all outside. It's just in the moment we forget our problems. Now, having to wear a mask when we go into shops, it breaks that lovely flow that we get into in meditation or mindfulness or browsing. We've got to think consciously again about an action. We take our mask on and off. It breaks the flow. It's more of a conscious process in what we're doing rather than just being as we are in meditation and in browsing. And every time, of course, we've got to think about that mask instead of the browsing, the flow, the meditation, the mindfulness on just what we're doing, the looking at the objects as we browse. Our attention is brought back to the problem we'd all rather forget, again, linking with denial. The pandemic, look, here it is, it's in my hand. Evidence of that is in my hand, in that mask. So it breaks that lovely flow. And of course, shopping can be a shared experience. It's connecting with others. We delight in the expression of those we love. If we go shopping, for example, with someone to buy them a nice birthday present or something like that. You know, part of the delight is in spending that time with that person in that moment. Again, quite mindful only of the moment, only the objects that are in our awareness of that time and our awareness of how the person we are with feels about the potential purchases. You know, no words are necessary if we've got their expressions to read. With a mask, we lose seeing, you know, that brief twist in someone's mouth. If we say, you know, what do you think of this bright orange scarf? And there's that kind of, not really so sure about that, that we see on their face. An expression that we probably know so well. It's familiar to us. It's endearing. Or, you know, we miss that kind of expression of delight. You know, the upturned mouth, the recognizable, universally recognizable symbol of joy. The smile that says, yep, that's just the perfect thing. It makes our hearts sing. You know, we lose that. You know, who hasn't in a shop seen a baby in a pushchair, and you look at the baby and you smile? You know, the baby is at a pre-verbal stage, but the baby recognizes the smile and it smiles back at you. We lose that. We lose that. We lose a form of communication with people that might not speak our language. The smile, the frown. We lose our means of reading what someone else thinks and feels. We lose our non-verbal communication, and that makes us feel very uneasy because, yes, you know, as human beings, we've moved a long way away from the time that our ancestors lived in caves. Of course, we have, our intelligence has developed, we've become more intelligent. But on an instinctive level, we are much the same. We are still unconsciously, instinctively reading signs, reading expressions all the time to work out, am I safe here? Do I belong in this group? Is there a threat? When we're all wearing masks, we lose that means of reading whether we're safe, whether there is a threat. So, on the one hand, we are being told wear masks because people are going to feel more secure about going out, protected against infection, people are safer to shop. Some people might feel that way. But also, you might belong to a group of people that certainly doesn't feel that way because you feel very uneasy about not being able to read whether you're safe or not in that environment. And if your life has sadly brought you in the past difficult times where maybe you haven't felt safe in groups, you know, if maybe you were bullied at school, maybe like Mike, who we mentioned earlier, you've been unfortunate enough to have abusive parents, abusive partner, then reading the environment, reading when you're safe or not, is going to be extremely important to you. So losing that human expression, not having signs of whether somebody is friend or foe, could make you feel very uneasy. So there we are. Those are three of the main reasons you might be feeling mad about having to wear a face mask going shopping here in the UK or wherever in the world you might be listening. So what can you do about it? What can you do? Because insight is one thing, awareness is one thing, and insight and awareness, I absolutely believe, are key to making any positive change. So they're wonderful things in themselves, but I also believe in looking at what we can practically do to make ourselves feel better. It's what I do for my clients all the time. Okay, now you can see this. What can you do about it to make changes so that you feel you're standing more on level ground? Your thoughts are clearer, your emotions are more stable. So, first thing that you can do If you have identified after listening to this broadcast today that you are feeling wearing a mask suppresses your individuality and you're angry about that, you feel uneasy about that because you're someone who very much likes to stand out in the crowd, you maybe had to fight hard to win your individuality from your parents or from your school, then find a mask that expresses your individuality and style. That's really important. You don't have to wear a medical mask, so it might be worth investing in or investing time in making something that you feel is really true to you. So you've got a sense of your own identity when you go out there. Also, linking with that point, if you're someone who, when we talked about medical associations and masks, thinks, yep, you know, I'm somebody that doesn't feel easy around medical stuff, and actually dentists and hospitals make me feel quite anxious. Again, I think it's very important that you find an alternative to a surgical face mask so that you're putting those associations with the medical, something bad's going to happen, to one side. You're easing your anxieties around wearing a mask. Second thing, lots of people say to me, you know, I feel really self-conscious about wearing a face mask. One of my clients told me that the other day, a young guy. He said, you know, I just feel like an idiot. I put one on and I looked in the mirror and I feel really stupid. A face mask ultimately is an accessory. It's a bit like wearing a hat. Now, I'm somebody, I love wearing hats. I wear hats all through the winter. And if I can, I find summer hats and I like to wear them through the summer. It's a way that I like to express myself and keep my hair under control. And some people say to me with hats, you know, I feel really unconscious. I feel like everyone's looking at me. And I think it's similar with face masks. When I first wore a hat, I felt just as uncomfortable. I felt that everyone was looking at me. I didn't like it. Now I've worn hats so often, I don't even think about the fact it's on my head. And it can be similar with the face mask. So if you're feeling self-conscious, practice makes progress. So put on a mask that you kind of like. Wear it around the house for a little bit. Look yourself in the eye in the mirror. You know, get used to yourself wearing a mask. And gradually extend that. Maybe take a walk around the block wearing your mask. Get used to how it feels. Get used to how you look wearing it. And then gradually build up your confidence to wear one on a longer trip to the shops. The third thing that you can do is be curious about your response. As I was saying earlier on, I think our curiosity about ourselves is a wonderful tool to use. So rather than telling yourself off for a strong mental and emotional response to wearing a mask, it's asking yourself, okay, so what's that about? You know, what's going on inside of my inner child? So here I am, a grown adult person, intelligent person, who can look at these set of facts and information about the benefits of wearing a face mask, and yet I'm having this strong reaction that doesn't make sense. You know, my thoughts are irrational, don't match with the facts. My emotional response seems to be out of proportion to just putting a mask on in a shop. That's an indication that the response, the reaction to this, is coming from your inner child. So your inner child, as we said, carries your intense emotions, irrational thoughts, and if our inner child gets prodded by experiences here and now It's often because that experience reminds us of things that happened in our childhood, in our adolescence. So if your inner child is going into full-scale rebellion about wearing a mask, then you know, get curious about that. You think to yourself, well, what was my childhood like? What was it like at school? Let me think about that. You know, how did I respond and react to being told what to do by my parents, by my teachers? And am I having now a similar response to wearing a mask, being told to wear a mask? And if you decide, yep, I am, sometimes just seeing that is enough for things to be able to settle down within you, you know, to be able to make sense. If you recognize that and you feel that it hasn't helped to settle things, you know, that maybe it gets in touch with deeper issues like it did for Mike, then, you know, perhaps it might be good to talk to a counselor or a therapist about that, or maybe just do some journal writing. And sometimes 3 notebook-sized pages a day can be a great way of expressing things that have maybe been stuck inside for a long time and you just have to come to terms with somehow. So, we're at the end for today. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to meeting you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.